Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you're with us today. We are releasing a prophetic dream we had a while back. It's coming to pass. Evil's tentacles are spreading around the world, and we must rise up and respond in like manner in this hour. All right, let's talk about it. Welcome, everybody. So glad you're joining us today. I pray you're having a good day. It's Tuesday. It's the 14th day of May 2024. And we are in a season where we're counting the Omer. We're getting ready for the next harvest. We released the word Sunday. I hope you listen to that as well. One thing about walking in covenant with God and walking in covenant ways with the Lord is you can go through a continual cycle of blessing, a continuous cycle of increase in the Lord, both spiritually and naturally. And the Lord gave us a word because we're in the month of Iyar. We shared that yesterday. But today we're in a moment of crossing over into harvest. Because why? Pentecost speaks of harvest. It's the wheat harvest. And so now you've sown your first fruits the best that you could in this season, and so you have an expectancy you're going to cross over into a harvest of Shavuot, or Pentecost. And I believe it's going to touch you financially. I believe it's going to touch you emotionally, spiritually, in every area of your life, both in soul and in body. I believe you can experience it all. And this should be a normal cycle. As you give, as you do what you're called to do in the ways of God, you go through these cycles where the Lord brings you into always a new season of harvest. And that's what we're praying for. That's what we're believing for. We know it's going to happen. Well, if you listened to our live stream yesterday, our noon live stream Central Time here in America, we did a whole episode on Israel, the crisis, and how America is betraying covenant Israel right now. We have our presidential administration here who is doing things that we never thought a government would do concerning Israel. It is now being told, informed, that basically American government knows exactly where Hamas leadership is hiding in Rafah, and they're refusing to give that information to Israel in a coercion model. We're trying to coerce them to come out of the war and get out of Gaza. I don't know that's going to help them, but they said they're going to withhold that information. Whereas if they would give them that information, this war would end sooner anyway. But it's crazy. We did a whole hour on it yesterday. I don't have time to go into all that. If you want to go to our Facebook page, Christian Center Shreveport, you can watch it there. We have a Rumble page. It's not Christian Center Shreveport. It's called the Pipeline Report. And you need to go there because we're going to do a lot of our political and world events on that Rumble page, not our Christian Center Shreveport page. We're trying to leave that for ministry and do our other battles that we're doing in the culture on the other one. That's on Rumble Pipeline. Go there and you can subscribe to our channel there. And anyway, it's called the Pipeline Report. We also have a Facebook page for that as well. So that's where we were yesterday. We're not on Christian Center YouTube. You will not find us there. Okay, sorry to go through all that. And we talked about this dream that I had several years ago that has come to pass. I believe it's coming to pass right now. And so here's what's happening. A couple years ago, I had a dream. I'll never forget. I think it was on a Friday night, Saturday morning. And I have this dream, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, which is, for you guys in nations, it's a state in America. And I saw this building explode, a terrorist act, building explode. And then right after that, I saw Hamas, it's the battle we're talking about in Israel, passing out flyers, recruiting people to be ambassadors for Hamas and to be a part of that. Well, okay, so I had that dream. I thought, okay, well, it was a few hours later. I think it was like 10 something in the morning, if I remember right. There was actually a terrorist explosion in downtown Nashville. You're talking about somebody freaking out. It was me. I'm like, wow, I just dreamed that a few hours ago. And here it is happening. Of course, the guy that did it seemed to have no ties to Hamas, but I knew it was a sign that we have to watch because in the days ahead, that could happen. Well, fast forward to this time we're at right now. And this is where I think it's very important for us to understand when God gives us dreams that way. Let's not forget what Amos 3 says. It says, surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. Now, the counsel I received from the Lord in the dream was that we must pray against Hamas and its entities, its tentacles, of reaching into other areas. Because obviously, you're not going to allow, the government's not going to allow Hamas members to be on the streets. I should say they shouldn't allow them. You never know with this administration. But they shouldn't allow them to be passing out flyers, join Hamas terrorist organization. Okay, they're not going to allow that. So I really believed it was a sign, a warning to me that we need to pray that that would not happen. So fast forward. Now we're looking at America and even in other nations right now where this anti-Israel, pro-Hamas movement is going into these campuses, it's going into marketplaces. You're seeing all sorts of events going on everywhere. Some of the graduations here in America are being canceled at colleges because the anti-Israel protesters are moving the administrations. You're seeing them walk out. Jerry Steinfeld spoke at Duke University this past weekend, and numbers of the students got up and walked out. The crowd walked out because he's Jewish and their stance against Israel. Open hatred, and Steinfeld's not even a political activist, but you know, just because he's Jewish, and the anti-Semitism in their hearts is rising up and they're manifest. This is an antichrist spirit, guys, ladies and gentlemen. It's an antichrist spirit that wants to do away with the covenant people of God, which is the Jewish people, but anybody also tied to them. That's where you as a listener today on the podcast, this is affecting you as well. Whether you believe it or not, it is affecting you. Because if you're a biblical worldview person, you're going to stand with Israel. You're going to stand with covenant Israel because we are joint heirs with Abraham through Christ Jesus. And the promises he made to Israel, we are in a sense partnering with them to make sure that it gets fulfilled. We're praying for it. We're standing with it. We're doing everything we know to do. And that's what this ministry does. And we're not going to stop regardless of what's going to happen. So here's what happens. This weekend, this past Friday, there's an event in Nashville. It was a pro-Israel, Jewish and Christian conference. It's going to be this coming weekend in Nashville. And they had planned it for many, many months. They were bringing Israeli singers and people from Israel, not Christians, but Jewish people from Israel, as well as Christians. Robert Stern was the one who was sharing this. And they were going to have this event this weekend. Well, pro-Hamas, what he calls thugs, terrorists in a sense, began to attack the hotel that was hosting this event at over 400 registrants already that were coming from all around the country to just be educated, understand the anti-Semitism that's going on, how to stand with Israel, having people from Israel telling them what's going on in the land, just to inform them, educate. It was just really an educational conference. They bombarded this hotel in Nashville, and eventually what ended up happening, the police got involved because of the harassment to this hotel, and the police came and told the people who were running the event, you have to stop the event. And now they have a signed legal document that gives them the right to have this event. They told them that they need to cancel the event, which they are doing. The hotel is, not the people who are running the event, but the hotel is, because the police said that the threats were so credible and were so serious that they did not feel that they could assure safety for all the participants. Okay, do you understand what I just said? This is what the police are saying. This is going back to Nazi Germany. This is what would start happening. These anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protesters would begin to take away rights of people to stand with Israel and for Jewish people to have events. And they would begin to say, we can't protect you, and therefore you need to cancel your events. This is America. This is 2024. This is this month of May. Okay, so we're talking about a fresh event that's happening right now. And my dream said that as this, when this explosion happened, it was a marker in time. I believe now, clearly the Lord's telling me about the dream. This is a marker in time that Hamas would spread its tentacles into America, and we would have recruitment for their organization. That's exactly what happened in this event. This hotel, through the recruitment of Americans operating as Hamas operatives, in other words, being their mouthpieces for them, has allowed a free speech, First Amendment right of Americans to be taken away from them, and they have won this day battle, the battle of the day. Now, those who are the promoters of the event are not giving up. They're trying to find another location and trying to find another way to meet, and they feel like they're going to have the event. They just don't know where, when, and how. We've asked for the government to be involved, and it's hard to get traction in that area. But this is where the government is protecting anti-Israel protesters on campuses, but they're not protecting those who stand with Israel. So we have a dual justice system here in America, but you're also seeing it in the country. Now let me, and I shared this yesterday on the live stream, the arrest that you're seeing on some of these campuses for these anti-Israel protests, I want you to understand what's really going on here. One university, I'll just give you one example, but it's happening on every university, George Washington University in Washington, D.C., arrested 33 of them, who were being violent. They were doing vandalism, etc. Arrested them. Of the 33, only 6 of them were students. The other 27 were professional protesters hired by Soros, hired by anti-Israel groups, funded from Iran, funded from Hamas. These are type of groups that are engaged. Wall Street Journal reported that this has been planned for 3 months, that these organizations in the Middle East have come here and begin to train the students that are willing to participate, and then also use the Soros plants, the professionals that they're putting into these campuses to cause all this ruckus. So when you hear this day, oh, they're just innocent students just practicing their First Amendment free speech rights, it's not true. It is agitators who are trying to cause disruption in the U.S. government and obviously to come against Israel. Now they're here in Nashville. This dream is coming to pass. We have to fight. I'm asking you to join me to pray, one, for America, and pray that this will fail, that a government would uphold First Amendment rights, which is the right of free speech and free gathering in the public space, especially when you have a signed contract, and that they would honor that and they would protect the pro-Israel people, protect Jewish people, protect Christians who are, as Americans, have a right to do this. Now, you and other nations, this is happening in your nation as well. This is a spirit. This is what Cindy Jacobs prophesied a few weeks ago. Go listen to her prophetic update. And she saw that Islam, radical Islam, is going to begin to spread all in a greater way across the world. Look, we had a little pause under President Trump. He stopped radical Islam from spreading. Well, he's been gone now, almost 4 years. It has come back with a vengeance, and now it's mainstream. So prophetic dreams are here to warn us not of exactly what's to happen, but how to fight, how to contend. So we want the plans of the enemy to be unraveled right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to ask that the Lord would raise up warriors and raise up justice in the land to victory. Justice to victory, Matthew chapter 12. I want you to pray with me. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, as everybody's heard this update, this very stark warning, Lord, that we have to fight this fight as radical Islam who wants to destroy covenant people, both Jew and Gentile, both Jewish and Christians alike, Lord, that wants to take us out. We say, the Lord, we will rise up and we will respond in like manner to see your name glorified and your name lifted up, and that the voice of the covenant promise given to Abraham will be on our lips, and we will not surrender to this spirit. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, come back tomorrow. We love you guys. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast. We're so glad you're with us. Please pass this podcast along. And again, thanks so many of you. I want to thank so many of you for sharing with me and us how this podcast has touched you. It has reached our ears. It has touched our heart. People tell me that they sit down and they listen, and it just ministers to me. So thank you. And for those that have sown into it through our app, our website, thank you for doing that. Don't forget, we're still receiving our first fruit offering up until Pentecost. You can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, or our app, and do that there. God bless. See you tomorrow.